Hidden on the shoulders of this marble lion, we can see just how far the Vikings actually traveled. This lion, or rather the runes inscribed on it, tell us where the Vikings went, what they did, as well as who wrote the runes themselves. During the early Viking Age, this magnificent marble lion stood at the port city of Athens, Piraeus. The lion appears to have been sculpted around 360 BCE. Long after the lion had been originally sculpted, however, it appears some mischievous Vikings made their way to Piraeus as mercenaries or travelers and chiseled sneaking bands of rune graffiti on the lion's right and left shoulders. Although these runes have faded from weathering and pollution, some scholars have made attempts at translating them. The translations are, on the right shoulder, quote, "Asmund cut these runes with Æsgeir and Thorleif and Thord and Ivar, at the request of Harald the Tall, though the Greeks considered about it and forbade it." And on the left shoulder, "Hakon with Ulf and Asmund and Orn conquered this port. These men and Harald Hafi imposed a heavy fine on account of the revolt of the Greek people. Dalk is detained, captive in far lands. Egil is gone on an expedition with Ragnar into Romania and Armenia." This Byzantine lion is living evidence of the literacy of the Vikings. While Latin was the primary language of the time, it was generally reserved for high-status people and church officials, and very few regular commoners knew it well. But runes were widely understood and written, even in graffiti. These runes are also a way of tracking the Vikings' whereabouts and what they did there. Clearly, their travels included not just locations close by, like Ireland and Francia, but they also included locations far away, like the Byzantine Empire, as well as Russia.